Well, this week we continue our dreaming. This season here at Highlands United Methodist Church, we are seeking to dream God's dreams as we ask some very important questions. We've asked many things in the recent weeks, and we recognize that this dreaming doesn't end simply because our time labeled that ends. This is something we are called to as God's people, to continue to ask questions that will bring about dreams that are worthy of all God has in store for us. And as we've been asking these questions, and as we've been seeking to dream these dreams, we have been seeking to tie them to our vision as a community. Our vision is this: that we will be a diverse community where all people can see their lives whole and know that they matter to God, to us, and in the world. I have absolutely loved taking the parts of this vision and bringing them to you in worship. It has been so essential for me to sit with and spend time with this vision that we might see all that is before us. And this week, we come to the final piece of our vision statement. Notice I did not say we come to the end of our vision, just the final piece of the statement. And this final piece reads this: that people will know that they matter to God, to us, and to the world. You know, this is one of the most complex, simple statements I think we could make. In this phrase, you will find a deep human need acknowledged: the need to matter. It gets phrased all sorts of ways in our lives. We want to be wanted. We seek a place to belong. We long for validation. We crave acceptance. We hope we can make a difference. At the core of all of these feelings, and at the core of who we are as people, is the need to matter. And our vision is taking an intentional approach to meeting this need. And it lists the ways we might go about it. And appropriately, we begin with God. I'm a firm believer that it's always a good thing to start with God. And I'm not just saying that because I'm a pastor. I say it because I believe it. When it comes to the validation and acceptance we need as people, we need to begin with God and knowing that we matter to God. Because not only is it a sure thing, but if all else fails, the only thing that matters. You know, we can't leave our self-worth up to anything external. Otherwise, we risk being that kid that goes home from kindergarten crying because they didn't get a gold star like the rest of the class. Not that I'm still holding on to that, but you know, there are these moments. Our self-worth is something that's intrinsic. It's not based on anyone else's judgment or assessment of us. The most important and fundamental thing I can tell you, and you have heard it before and you will hear it again from me, is that you were made by God. God loves you exactly as you are, and nothing will ever change that. You matter to God. It's something that cannot be said enough. And it's been said in many ways by many people in many different times. In fact, our scripture this morning offers us a chance to hear how Isaiah said it to the people of his day, and still says it to us. But now says the Lord, the one who created you, Jacob, the one who formed you, Israel, don't fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. You are precious in my eyes. You are honored, and I love you. Now, this is part of a much longer chapter in Isaiah where God is speaking to all that God will do to tend for and care, tying into this history of the Hebrew people. But in the midst of this story, I love how clear and direct these words are. I have called you by name. You are mine. You are precious in my eyes. You are honored. I love you. You know, when I was a child, I took piano lessons. And every week, my piano teacher would, somewhere within my work for that week, the songs I would be practicing and working through and learning, she would write a random happy face somewhere in those pages. So that as I was going about my week, doing my practicing, all of a sudden, randomly on a day, I would come across this little happy face. It was this nice moment that sort of just made me feel good, made me feel like I mattered to her. Miss Sharon was good about that. She was leaving this little reminder that I mattered. And as I read through our scripture today, as I read this all of chapter 43 in Isaiah, that's what this verse feels like to me. Like I'm flipping through the pages of our scriptures and suddenly there's this little happy face drawn in the margin. You are mine and I love you. People need to know this because this is the core of God's story, that God smiles upon humanity. And what a great story it is to tell. Letting all people know that they are known and loved by a God who believes that they matter. And yet somehow, we have this habit of screwing things up as people. After years of institutional judgment or decades of dogma and all sorts of human brokenness in leadership, somehow we've managed to clutter this message with all sorts of perceived exceptions and exemptions. This basic idea that God loves everyone exactly as they are. Somehow the non-church-going general public has reason to question institutional religion and our belief that all people matter. It has the feel of a commercial that follows, you know, how at the end of a commercial with a great offer, there's that fast-talking legal mumbo-jumbo at the end. I can just hear it. You know, God loves you. You matter to God. Offer not valid in Hawaii or Alaska. Offer not valid if you're different from us. Dealer retains all rebates. If you're gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, you may not qualify for all parts of this offer. See our ad in Holier Than Thou Weekly for more details. Something's wrong with that. That's unacceptable. No one gets to put disclaimers on God's love. No one gets to say, all people matter to God, but not a couple of you. What we're asking this day is that you would help us live into our vision that this community, that this place will be somewhere all people can hear that message clearly with no disclaimers that everyone matters to God. When you support this community, you are supporting a place that seeks to tell the world of their importance and their value. When you offer God your prayers and your presence, your gifts and your service and how you live your life, when you offer God those things through this community, know that you are doing so that there will be a genuine and powerful presence in our neighborhood and in our world that clearly states and puts into action God's love with no exceptions. And we will do that by beginning with God and knowing that we matter, that all people matter to God. And then our vision invites us to take responsibility on our own part. Not only will people matter to God, but they will also know they matter to us. They matter to us. Now, I mentioned before, our self-worth should never be determined by anything external. But that worth does deserve to be appreciated, validated, and recognized. You know, I was reminded of that this week through an exercise in gratitude. Recently, we had our trick-or-treat street for the neighborhood. About 1,200 kids and families and people busy through the neighborhood, and we got to host a big party. It was a wonderful day. And towards the end of that day, one of the folks in our congregation who had volunteered to help came over and asked me who was going to be thanking everyone. Now, I thought that person meant our church volunteers, and I said, oh, I'd make sure that happens, that those that volunteered get a thank you. But he said, no. I mean all the people from the businesses that helped make this happen. Who's going to thank them? So I sat down this week to write some thank you notes, pointing out that our neighborhood is blessed to have business owners who care about our community. I was just trying to simply name that they matter to us. Now, I need to acknowledge here that my parents raised me to be a better person than I am in the area of thank you notes. And that's why I'm so grateful that I received this encouragement. And believe me, encouragement is a spiritual gift. And to have that offered to someone who says, this needs to happen. You can do this. I wrote those notes because I was encouraged to. And as I did, I watched our vision statement come to life right before my eyes. I handed out the notes. We were at a meeting, handed them around, and a few people opened theirs. And the gratitude that I have heard this week from the simple act of expressing that their presence and efforts matter to people, almost to the point of tears for a couple folks, has reminded me of the importance of letting people know that they matter. So powerful. I am very grateful for the grace and encouragement that led me to these moments in a week where I was preparing a sermon on helping people know they matter. I'm listening, I promise. It offered me a concrete example of how other people need to hear affirmation and appreciation for who they are and what they do and what they give in this world. So how do we do this as the Highlands United Methodist Church community? Do we start writing thank you notes to every person in the neighborhood? I can see it now. Dear neighbor, thank you for being you. You matter to us. With love, the people of Highlands United Methodist Church. Yeah, I don't want to be that church, okay? But I do want to be the church that builds relationships with people. I do want to be the church that wants to hear people's stories and cares about the day-to-day lives of those we meet. I do want to be the church that meets people where they are and fulfills people's needs, from meals in the park to medical supplies for Africa, from neighborhood activities to a listening ear in a time of grief. You see, the ways that we engage people say more than anything. We don't want people to just hear that they matter. We want people to know that they matter. And that takes action. That takes investment on our part. That takes time. You might even say it takes what we have, what we do, and even more, who we are. You see, these words that we've added to the time before our offering, the words we invite the community to pray together each week as we offer, they aren't just liturgical filler because we thought the service needed one more unison prayer. They're a statement to remind us that not only do we matter, but what we offer matters as we seek to make a difference in this world. And that leads us to the last part of this statement in our vision, that people would know they matter in the world. This last part is about extending an invitation. The last part is what reminds us that the world is in need. Now, this could just be an easy statement to make. Just so you know, the world isn't perfect. Someone should do something about it, and you could probably make a difference if you tried. That doesn't do much. That just sort of lets it lay there. For people to know that they matter in the world, we must help each other see how we matter. Not just that it's a possibility. We have to create an environment that lends itself to discovery and discernment, where all people can come to know not just that the world needs them, but how the world needs them. You know, Frederick Buechner once said that the place God calls you to is the place where your deepest gladness and the world's deepest hunger meet. You see, we get to work both sides of that equation. We can help people find their deep gladness. And we can help people find the world's deep hunger. And then we can help them see where these things come together. In a way, that's what I hope we're all doing each and every week. Opening our eyes and our hearts and our hands and our lives to those possibilities. To know not just that we matter, but how we can matter in the world. When we reach out to get to know people, and come to learn their gifts, and then offer them a place to serve, we are equipping them to see firsthand how they matter in the world. Our vision isn't just to make people recipients of God's love. Our vision is to make people participants in God's love. There is something so powerful in that. That they might offer the love and acceptance that we all can find from God to others in this world who need it just as much. Just as we seek to do ourselves. As Carrie mentioned at the beginning of the service, we call this day Commitment Sunday. And we do so because it is a day when we are all invited to remember not just that we matter to God and to this community and in the world, but we are invited to remember that all of the ways we generously give of what we have, what we do, and who we are, it matters as we live into God's dreams for us. And so on this Commitment Sunday, what we are asking you is if you will make a commitment to be a part of making this community all that God dreams it can be, in all of the ways we are invited to do so. Will you support the mission and vision of this place, not just through your financial giving, but through how you live your life every day? Will you journey with us as we seek to be a diverse community, where all people can see their lives whole and know that they matter to God, to us, and in the world? Thank you, because it matters.